The stairs up to the third floor performance space in the Delphi Opera House creak and bend as construction crews walk up and down them. A curving stairwell to what once was balcony seating now features a narrow corridor strewn with dust and peeling paint. It's not hard to see the building needs more than $4 million in improvements. But on Wednesday, community leaders announced they had received another $200,000 chunk of that.
Today, with the help of the advisory board, we've moved from the planning and drawing board stage to the hard hat and sledgehammer stage.
Delphi Preservation Society President Greg Norman emceed the event, which was keynoted by the news that the Janesville, Wisconsin-based Jeffress Family Foundation is following through on an agreement made 2 years ago. If the community raised $400,000 for the repairs, the foundation would offer $200,000 in matching funds. And money was never far from the conversation, or the lack of it from view. Delphi's Courthouse Square bears a resemblance to those in places such as Greencastle and Martinsville. A few businesses appear to be thriving, but there are just as many empty and dilapidated storefronts. In short, the area needs an anchor. Delphi Mayor Randy Strasser spoke glowingly of his town's recent Bacon Festival, but he says it can't be the only event that brings people through the doors of those businesses who are trying to survive on the square.
The neat things that happened out of that was to hear these business owners that actually had sales that day and new opportunities for their business. So that's what this is all about, is creating that excitement and that revitalization in the downtown area.
Delphi Opera House Incorporated founder Shelley Loewenberg DeBoer expounded on that theme.
What kind of event would you like to host? How about an anniversary dinner? A graduation party? Maybe a wedding reception? Those are just some of the programs, just the very beginnings of ideas for programs and events that will be possible on this Delphi Opera House stage. And I just want to let you know that for over a year now, I personally, and I'm sure other people have too, been getting emails and phone calls from performers wanting to get on this stage.
But first, the many small jobs that make up the construction need to be finished. Behind the opera house, an excavator operator is picking up the wooden shards of a building that used to stand there and placing them in a dumpster. It's here the new addition will eventually be built. But again, that requires money. And the project, despite a stellar communities grant from the state and despite the announcement of Wednesday's cash influx, is still more than $1.1 million shy of the greenbacks needed to open the renovated space on time late next year. On the other side of the building, local musician Scott Greason performed a song called An Opera House Town he'd penned for the occasion.
Indiana town, Carroll County crown, Delphi, so many have called you home.
Locals keep imagining what might be once the hammering and the sawing is through. And Greg Norman says he's found inspiration in Hoosier poet James Whitcomb Riley, a frequent Delphi visitor in his day, who seemed to forecast the planned rebirth of downtown in one of his works.
He wrote numerous poems while he was up here, and in one of them, he wrote, "To dream the old dream over is a luxury divine." And we're going to borrow that line as a theme for the restoration of this building and the construction of the three-story addition that will be behind. We're going to be able to dream those old dreams of performances in Delphi again.
For WBAA News, I'm Stan Jastrzebski.
To this canal town.